as college grads struggle to repay student loans, many eventually get offers of help from companies that claim they can manage that debt for a fee. But many state and federal law enforcement agencies say they're cracking down on these student loan repayment scams. WBUR's Carrie Young reports many education officials think this problem is only going to get worse.
A lot of people have student debt. In 2017, about 16% of adults in the U.S. said they still owed money on a college loan, a total that tops $1.5 trillion. That's a large market. For scammers, that means opportunity.
To say, well, you know that these loans will follow you no matter what happens, and so I can help you.
Talani Britton is a higher education economist at the University of California, Berkeley. She explains you can't declare bankruptcy to get relief from student loans like you can with most other debt. And that means borrowers are really vulnerable. Borrowers like Amelia Manny. She went to Boston University and says her scam drama began with a phone call.
This company said that they were reaching out on behalf of where I got my loans from.
Manny says they sounded pretty official.
They knew where I went to school, what I majored in school.
And the person on the line promised everything she needed, like a lower monthly payment and a lower interest rate.
They said that they were just going to be collecting the payments and then they would put them towards the loans.
But that never happened. After a few months and more than $1,500 in payments, Manny's loan servicer told her that money was nowhere to be found. For help, Manny called the Massachusetts Attorney General's office, who managed to get her money back.
Unfortunately, we've just seen these companies time and time again market to students, purport to help them, and instead these students are left with boatloads of additional debt, and these students really have had no recourse.
Attorney General Mara Healy explains some companies flat out steal borrower money. Others just skirt the law. But catching them and stopping them isn't easy, as many have been known to shut down in one state only to open back up in another.
These are companies that don't have a license to operate here in Massachusetts.
Because Healy's office got so many calls about the issue, they created a special student loan assistance unit. Since opening in 2015, they've successfully sued five companies. Still, she says, the problem continues. The number of written complaints they've received has doubled in the last 3 years.
I think this has been a growing problem, and it's made worse, frankly, by the DeVos administration over the last few years.
The U.S. Department of Education hasn't provided a response on this story yet. In the past, the agency has said their proposals on federal student loan forgiveness will make the system more fair for everyone, taxpayers, schools, and students. Still, education economists say scammers have a strong hold on the market because it's hard for borrowers to find good advice. Again, Stanford professor Talani Britton.
It should be much more clear about what the legitimate options are.
And internet searches don't do much to clear things up. Oftentimes, the government information sites and blogs with accurate information are typically listed below the private companies who have paid for ad space.
For the consumer to understand what company are legitimately sort of providing help and which ones are scam artists would be extremely difficult.
And with default rates expected to rise over the next 5 years, Britton says scams will continue to vex borrowers for a long time. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.